The title of the new United Nations report sums up the problem. It's called, quote, "Too Little, Too Slow. Climate Adaptation Failure Puts World at Risk." Inga Anderson is executive director of the United Nations Environment Program.
A multi-year drought in the Horn of Africa has put millions on the brink of starvation. The floods in Pakistan has caused over $30 billion in damages and economic losses. And we're seeing severe summer heat across the Northern Hemisphere brought by destructive and deadly, destructive and deadly wildfires. Efforts to adapt are not keeping up pace with climate risks and climate impacts.
Anderson says more than 80% of countries have some plans in place to adapt to climate crises like flooding or drought or impacts on agriculture. But spending is falling far short, especially for poor nations. Poor nations depend on the U.S. and other richer industrial nations who caused global warming to come up with funding and technology to help people in the global South adapt. Henry Neufeld is the chief scientific editor of the United Nations report.
International adaptation finance flows reached $29 billion in 2020, the latest year we have information for. Based on these figures, the adaptation finance gap in developing countries is likely 5 to 10 times greater than current international finance flows and continues to widen.
Put in starker terms, while $29 billion was sent to poor nations for climate adaptation in 2020, those countries will need 10 times more money, $340 billion a year by 2030. Of course, the United Nations climate officials say the world must take steps to dramatically reduce global warming emissions to forestall the worst effects of a heating planet. Anderson said the world cannot afford to be sidetracked when it comes to dealing with the consequences people will face for the carbon and other emissions already pumped into the atmosphere.
Yes, the war in Ukraine, global supply chain shortages, and the COVID-19 pandemic have contributed to energy and food security crisis. Cost of living is going through the roof. Climate adaptation may not seem like a priority right now, but it is. If all commitments are implemented immediately, the reality is that climate change is going to be with us for decades into the future. And the poorest keep paying the price for our inaction.
I'm Eileen Alfandari for Pacifica Radio.